It is a full week with a major holiday in between, but Dr. Mary Neal's presence among us last Sunday still resonates mightily with me now. If you were not here last week or otherwise do not know her story, let me briefly give an account. In 1999, Dr. Mary Neal, an orthopedic surgeon, drowned in a kayaking accident in the far reaches of South America, suffering a lack of oxygen underwater for approximately 30 minutes. Dr. Neal's body dies. But as she tells the story, only to find herself then remarkably in heaven, there encountering angelic beings and finally our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Longer story, shorter, she does not stay in this state of being alive through death. She returns to her body, returns to life on earth, albeit utterly changed, to take up a mission to tell her story through books that she has written and appearances she makes, such as the one among us a week ago. Suffice it to say, her story is compelling. Heady stuff, but not without controversy. Mary herself told of questioning and questioning and questioning again, only to have to come to grips finally with the substance of miracle. I did not know of this before Sunday very much, other than to hear passing references to this kind of experience that, remarkably, according to Mary and others, 20 million people have had in some form. I've not read her books, and I did not research it further. But I was moved, and on reflection, which I've done a lot of since last Sunday, I begin to see why it affects me such, and I sense a change in my outlook by this encounter. Think about it this way. We are here today because approximately 2,000 years ago, a woman named Mary, and eventually a couple of men, encounter the formerly dead but miraculously raised from the dead, Christ Jesus. I have seen the Lord, Mary says. And all these years later, we gather generation to generation in the Spirit of God in Christ, enjoying a foretaste of heaven, at table with the same host of heaven described by Mary Neal. It's only that much richer that Dr. Neal is a Mary, is it not? This is to say, the faith that we cling to from a story constructed out of events described by those we call the apostles, beginning with the witness of one Mary Magdalene. That's why we're here. It's how we know this story from them. But there's a distinctive difference from Dr. Neal's account of events. Everything the apostles tell us and teach us about has to do with life on earth. Albeit eventually resurrected life, life that emerges out of Christ's death. But the revelation of Christ begins with his earthly birth, the nativity, which becomes the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, where he suffers an earthly death and a miraculous rising from the dead witnessed by human beings on earth. He then ascends bodily out of sight to heaven to send the invisible but ever-powerful Holy Spirit among us into our very beings. Everything so far that we know from the story recorded in the New Testament stems from events that happened on earth. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. There are admittedly references to heaven throughout Holy Scriptures, but the only one on earth who talks about heaven having actually been there is the Son of God. So last week, Dr. Neal both credibly and incredibly added a new dimension to our faith experience, for me at least. Not only do we have the story of Christ on earth, but now an actual eyewitness to Christ in heaven. Let that sink in a moment. So here's what I would share with you on this Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday after Pentecost, the end of a season, soon to be the beginning of another, next Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, our Christian New Year. The revelation of Jesus Christ is not yet fully revealed. With Christ having lived among humanity before and after his death, we have a vivid picture of what is to come. But there is more. Just as surely as the Old Testament becomes the New Testament, we apparently don't know everything about where we've been in faith and where we are going. That's the basic starting point I would guide us to on our way to a new beginning, Advent coming. Begin now to unpeel a bit that firm grip on knowing it all, because we don't. Don't lose your grip entirely, believe me. Heaven forbid. But in the approach to a new season, consider, for instance, what kind of king is our Lord? We have models of good and bad kings, leaders of every stripe in one authoritative capacity or another. But in the days to come, are we able to let go of those and open ourselves to a king beyond human imagination? God, King of heaven, so beautiful, so lovely in the deepest sense of the word, as to be changed, to be transformed even by a glimpse, an imaginative vision of God's being in the face of Jesus Christ. In one morning, Mary Neal's witness to her experience of God managed, if you will, to blow the doors off of much of what I have thought I had a firm grasp of theologically, but not shaking my faith. On the contrary, magnifying it tenfold, a hundredfold. One point she made stands out and bears repeating. Having said the Lord's Prayer countless times during her life, as do we, when she found herself helpless under the weight of 10 feet of water preventing her from drawing a breath, experiencing herself surely dying, She prayed with a sense of intention like never before in her life. Thy will be done. We're not merely words in that moment, but a bridge connecting her, wedding her to God Almighty and God's will. So very soon we will begin an Advent, a new year, and we will say words and we will sing hymns, many if not most of which will be familiar words and tunes. And as we make that approach, consider what new thing God is doing in the world, in this cathedral community, in you, in me, through word and song. What so easily we can take for granted, that which we do. Taking a page from Mary's book, may we say them as she did. In the collect, we pray today, Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son. What is the nature of that which is being restored? You and me, all of creation. How vastly wonderful is Christ's kingdom in heaven. How wonderful is that kingdom, not of this world, but surely which is now in the world, because its seeds are in us and we are in the world. Christ is with us in all things. How wondrous is it? God simply is not done with creation. Recreation is underway. Let it begin anew with you and with me today and in the new year. May we pray, God, our King, thy kingdom come, thy loving will be done. Amen.